Bo Wolf here at the East-West Shrine Game with NFL Network's Charles Davis. And Charles, obviously the big news, the Eagles have chosen their head coach, former Oregon head coach Chip Kelly. What was your reaction?
First of all, don't ever use anything I say and go to Vegas with it. Because before this process started, I predicted that Chip Kelly would stay in college. So as of little while ago, I was looking pretty solid on that bad boy. And then to find out the U-turn had happened and he came back and went, I think it's a great choice getting Chip for so many different reasons. I know everybody talks about the offense, but Chip Kelly is a football guy, all right? And what I mean by that is it's like my highest compliment for him. Lives it, breathes it, sleeps it. But he also is a people guy. I think the players are going to like playing for Chip. He's a guy who will listen, but he also is very decisive when he decides to act.
Can you talk, you know, you mentioned that the offense, and some people think he's going to bring the same offense. We don't know that, but we do know we expect the tempo. That's one of the things we've heard about. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, and he will bring that, and I think it'll be more elements, because I think what we're getting with some of the things we're seeing that have emerged out of the college ranks that are being used in the NFL now, because when we were younger, the NFL didn't really do much of that. The NFL would look at it and go, oh, that's college. We're not doing that. Now they're taking those elements and using them. What I think is that Chip will run an offense that looks a lot closer to what most of the NFL teams do. But the enhancements, the change-ups, will be the tempo, will be that high-paced, high-octane stuff. If he has a quarterback who can do it, some of that quarterback zone reads, all those things that you see at Oregon will be seen, but I don't think you see it as a steady diet. It's very difficult to practice that tempo day in and day out in order to run it, because you can't just line up on Sunday and go, let's go fast, guys.
Right.
You have to practice at that pace, and I've seen them practice at Oregon. But remember, you have 85 scholarship guys. You have a number of walk-ons. What do we have, 53?
Yep.
So it's very difficult to do, to tire your guys out in that way, to run that type of an offense as a full-time deal.
One of the other things that he was able to do at Oregon was he didn't have the best recruiting classes. He was able to find those under the radar guys to fit his system. Hopefully that portends well for the NFL as well.
Not only that, it tells you that he has guys who can teach, guys who can develop, you know, how they develop the players, teach them. It's like three-dimensional coaching. You know, in college, three-dimensional coach is recruiting, teaching your system, developing your players. Here in the NFL now, you don't have to recruit per se, you have to draft.
Right.
And you have to do a little recruiting in free agency, but that's the least part of it. But developing and teaching, still the same. So the staff is very important in that. And Chip's a guy who does all that very well.
All right. Well, Charles Davis on the new Eagles head coach, Chip Kelly. A very exciting time for Eagles fans. That's it for PhiladelphiaEagles.com.